just music.
It's the Book of the Week.
Thursday, it is time for PAC, Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club, headed up by Laurie Westrom. She'll be with me in a moment. We always like to start off with a local author, and today we're talking to Fiona Ballard, author of the novel Look Both Ways. Fiona, how are you?
Very well. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning to you. So Fiona Ballard grew up in Hampshire, Dorset and Malaya. Family travels exposed Fiona to a plethora of cultural experiences, giving her life-changing skills and independence. And her writing experience began with a gift to enter a writing competition after her retirement from the NHS. Fiona has written two other books, Taking the Bandage and The Wedding Dress, a collection of four short stories, and a quick synopsis on your book, Look Both Ways. After a chance meeting in a charity shop, two women from wildly different cultures start an unusual friendship. Heather Marshall has it all, a grand house, holidays abroad, private school education. Salma Akram, recovering from a fire that left her family destitute, has nothing but grit and determination. Overshadowed by a trail of deception and illicit incidents, the two women are quickly forced to suspend their newfound friendship. The story paddles through calm waters but gets blown off course, steering it directly into an explosive storm. Salma's strong character shines through as she implements her own survival plan. Very intriguing, I must say, Fiona. Let's get some questions over to you. So how did you get into writing, or how did you get into creative writing?
My first delve into creative writing was a result of a gift. So an entry to a global writing competition called New York Midnight. And the competition was, you were given a genre, an object and an action. And you were given 48 hours to write a story based on those three things. And the judges liked one of my stories and set it through to the next round. The genre they'd given me was a fantasy genre, which was totally out of my comfort zone. I'd got an armoured vehicle and a jam jar and 48 hours to write 3,000 words on those three things.
So those were the points they gave you to write about, an armoured vehicle and a jam jar. And obviously you did it. And did you win the competition?
I didn't win, but I did get through to the last round. And the judges said that my entry had voice and that I should continue with my journey.
So you hadn't written a book until that point?
No.
But that was the impetus?
No, that was the impetus.
How wonderful. So what was the inspiration for this particular book, Look Both Ways, which is your first adult novel?
So Look Both Ways is set in Muscat in Oman, and it is also set in Plymouth in Devon. So the inspiration, the characters were drawn from observations. Fiction came into the equation. Some of the elements of it was about the dichotomy between the two women and how they were going to resolve what they faced.
And you're not going to give any clues, are you?
I could just tell you that my main character, Salma, monumental changes strengthened her resolve to pursue her dreams, whatever the cost. And I think that's on the back of the book.
Oh, okay.
And that tells a lot about what she was trying to do and what the outcome was.
Okay. Another question, which you kind of already answered in a way, is what's the book about? But maybe you could expand a little bit.
It's about the dichotomy between the two women, one who has everything on material things, a nice house, public school children, educated, and poor Salma loses everything in a fire and has turned up at the charity shop with nothing but some donated clothes that she's wearing. And she's looking to rebuild her life from nothing. So what she wants to do is put her past behind her, and she's been on quite a journey by the time she gets to that charity shop. And she wants to keep her friendship, but also very strong resolve to bring up her children to believe that you can overcome these hurdles and obstacles.
You know, it always fascinates me when talking to an author and they're talking about the characters in their book, and there's more, still more to your imagination about that character, more than you've already written, I can tell.
I think she deserves a follow-up book at some stage. I think she deserves a second chance to have a life in the second part of her life.
So that's probably a good question then. What is next?
So what is next? I have written another adult novel. It's currently with a publisher and due for a release in spring next year. It's about a discovery of an inscription on a wedding ring. But instead of having one inscription, there are two inscriptions. and how it divides the family in their search to uncover the truth behind the inscriptions. And it's a story of morality, retribution, and fractured relationships.
And how far are you into that book?
That's finished and is awaiting publication.
Oh, wow. So one of the questions I want to ask, really, because you've mentioned a couple of times adult book. So does that just mean it's not a children's book, or is adult in other ways?
Because there is a genre specifically now for young adults, these two books, the subject matter, as I found out to my cost when I was doing the book launch for Look Both Ways, and my grandson was sitting in the room, and I chose a piece in Look Both Ways that I felt wasn't suitable, and I suddenly realised he was in the room, and that I needed to divert to the next piece.
Okay, I get it.
So there are parts of it that, yes, I don't believe would be suitable for youngsters.
Okay, we have a song lined up that you've chosen, She's Always a Woman by Billy Joel. Let's play that and we'll talk a little more.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives up. She never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me.
She's Always a Woman, chosen by local author Fiona Ballard, who's here talking to us about her latest novel, Look Both Ways. Fiona, it's been great having you in. It's been useful, I guess, for some of our listeners to find out where they can get your book from.
It's available through all the main retailers, so Waterstones, Amazon. If you want to purchase it through me, I have a website, which is www.ballardsbookshelf.com.
Excellent. And I presume that your books get onto the Portsmouth Authors Collective stands as well?
They are part of the Portsmouth Authors Collective. They are also available in Pigeon Books, locally in Southsea, and soon to be in Cosham in the bookshop there. So I think the idea that they're available to locality in Southsea, that's something that we think very highly.
Excellent. Yep, good stuff. I always like to mention the cover before the author goes. Look both ways. A beautiful, serene, picturesque landscape, if you like, picture here with the boat in the foreground on the sea and a background. Where is that?
The picture on the front cover of Look Both Ways is in Muscat, where Salma is from, and that's one of her favourite views. On the back is where she ends up, which is the Plymouth Hoe, and she's on the back looking out to sea. And
see, you're doing it again. Your character is still alive. I love it. Thanks very much for coming in. We're going to move on to Laurie from Portsmouth Authors Collective to talk about what the collective's been up to. So welcome, Laurie.